Generally on the show, we don't talk about cell phone plans, but this morning when I was going through the various headlines, and I saw that Freedom Mobile will be offering a $50 monthly plan that includes unlimited calling and texts, as well as 40 gigabytes of data usable throughout Canada and the U.S. Following its acquisition by, of course, Quebecor's Videotron. It's a $2.85 billion acquisition, which was, of course, prompted by Rogers' purchasing or the takeover of Shaw Communications. Joining me now to talk a little bit about this new cell phone plan is Andy Barrar, who is a tech and digital lifestyle expert at handyandymedia.com. And also joining us is our own producer, Stephen Chang, who is a former Freedom Mobile customer. Andy, welcome.
Thanks, Jazz.
Stephen, you're there as well, I hope.
Hello, yes.
Hello. Well, let's talk to Andy first, and then we'll get your thoughts as a Freedom Mobile user. Andy, first of all, your thoughts on this. Does this look like a good deal in your mind?
Right now, it's a big statement, because as part of that deal, the industry minister said that Videotron had to offer plans that were at least 20% lower than the competition from the big three. This $50 deal, Jazz, is more than that 20%. So they're making a big statement. They're getting a lot of great publicity about this. The question is, will people move over to Freedom? Because they've historically have had some issues with their coverage and drop calls, but this could be finally it that makes a lot of people want to switch. It certainly has me thinking about calling my carrier and renegotiating.
Now, they did promise with the deal, as you say, 20% lower, that they would spend about $150 million over the next 2 years to upgrade Freedom Mobile's network. And they also said that the company said that the work is underway with, upgrading the entire network to support the implementation of 5G technology, which TELUS has done mostly, and I think the other bigger firms have done. Obviously, Freedom Mobile is behind. When I saw this, I said, okay, $50 a month is getting now to a reasonable number. Like if you're in Europe right now, if you're in England, I'm sure you could get a $25, $35, $40 plan that would give you exactly the same amount, if not even more, in regards to gigabytes, and you could travel with it to other countries in Europe. We're still a ways away, even with this deal.
We are still ways away, but the big question is, will the prices slowly go down? Because you're going to get a lot of people calling their carriers going, you know, how long have I been a customer for? How come I'm not getting a deal like this? Why should I stay? And you know what the reason is, Jazz? Everything changed when we could finally keep our phone numbers and move to different carriers. Mm-hmm. Once that happened, you know, we get a lot of leverage now. We have a lot of power. And when something like this, when we finally have a fourth carrier, believe it or not, Videotron is now a fourth carrier with 3.5 million customers in Canada. Not a lot, but I can guarantee you that will increase because of this deal. I think a lot of people, especially with the cost of living right now, are going to be looking at that and considering making the switch.
Yeah, I was in Seattle for my son's basketball tournament a couple weeks ago. So you buy the day plan, it's like it's $14 when you go across the border. But in Europe, you can just move country to country and you're just paying your basic monthly plan. Correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yes, that's right. They have a deal where they basically within the EU, you can go to different types of countries and it's your same plan. You're not paying like we do, because a lot of people, when they go on vacation, for Canadians, you know, you come back and then you get this big shock when your phone bill comes with all these extra data plans. The fact that Freedom, you know, allowed that data to go into Canada and the US is another thing that I think is going to entice a lot of people, especially snowbirds or people who spend a lot of time in the US. Because like you said, just a day and you're paying $14 a day, that's ridiculous when you could have a $50 plan with 40 gigs and that data can be transferred and used in the US. That makes it very, very enticing.
Exactly. Now let's talk to Stephen here. Stephen, you're not a Freedom Mobile plan, but you were a customer, sorry?
Yeah. So last time I was with Freedom Mobile was around like 2020. So it's been a long time since. I am currently with Fido.
Oh, you're with Fido. Okay.
Yeah.
So what was Freedom Mobile's coverage like?
You know what? It was pretty cheap. So I did get a good deal out of my plan before. I have been with Freedom for a long time, basically since like 2012, 2013.
So you were back when you were a student?
Back when I was a student and back when they were still Wind. So the coverage wasn't that great, to be completely honest with you. Like if I was somewhere vacationing off in the island, like if I was in Seychelles and if I got hit by like a Ford F-150 over there, no one would know. I'd be off the grid and I could not get any cell reception whatsoever. So which is why eventually I decided to switch to a different carrier, because I could just not get coverage in some areas, even if I'm like in the basement in a building somewhere.
Really? So nothing. And so if you, like you said, you're in Seychelles, it was just a dead zone.
Dead zone. Yeah.
And what was it like in the city? I'm going to assume it was obviously better, but were there drop calls, a lot of drop calls?
Yeah, it's like on and off. Like it would tell me different things back then. I mean, hopefully now it's better, but then let's say if I'm in Vancouver, for example, if I'm in downtown, mm-hmm. coverage is fine. If I go to Surrey, maybe it might say that I'm across the border for some reason. Or if I'm like in an underground part of like UBC somewhere, I would not have reception at all. And I won't be able to call anyone. Or if there's an emergency, I won't be able to call 911. So it's kind of, it's very like here and there. I like to say it's full of surprises. So that's what made Freedom Mobile very fun when I was with them.
It's fun when you're a little younger, I think, and you're older. Like I would not have patience for that. I just wouldn't. And especially when you're off the grid, you don't want to be off the grid in Seychelles.
Yeah, that's what happened. I got older, Jazz. That's why I lost my patience with them and switched to a different carrier.
Yeah, I think I would be like that as well. And it would be incredibly frustrating if that did happen. Andy, in your mind, what is an affordable plan? Like what I mean by that is, in this day and age with data, which you use it for everything from reading a newspaper to just everything, and you know people stream on their phones now, what do you think would be an affordable rate? Is what Freedom Mobile, and let's just say this system upgrades and it's better, the $50 a month and 40 gigabytes, is that affordable, let's say, compared to Europe, which or even the United States, or do you think it still has to drop further than that?
I think it still would have to drop. And we, you know, if we had more competition, Jazz, I think you would see that price even lower. But the fact that they're giving 40 gigs for $50, $50 is a really easy number for a lot of people to digest. And the fact that it's 40 gigs, just to give you context, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I pay about $50 for my cell phone plan, but I only get 2 gigs of data.
What?
So I guarantee you, Jazz, this weekend, I'm calling my carrier, and I encourage other listeners to as well, because we have leverage now. And I'm going to put on the wireless headset. I'm going to clean my house. I'm going to have a 2-hour conversation with them until they give me either more data, or I will just use that, you know, the threat of switching to Freedom. And I have to be ready and willing to make that switch. But, you know, this definitely opened my eyes. So I know that $50, what you should expect is 40 gigs of data, because that's what you can get now with Freedom Mobile.
Yeah, that's one thing you have to do. You have to constantly call your carrier and keep telling them, I'm going to leave. I've done it where I got it down to, and I was paying more. It was still $75 a month, and I think I was paying for 25 gigs. And then we got a corporate plan through work, and I got it for $60 and 50 gigabytes of data. Not that I need 50 gigabytes of data, but what I didn't get or I lost was like 90 minutes of calling into the US, which occasionally I do, not a lot. But it is this constant need to debate and haggle, which I can do, which I've done, and I've totally ground them down and got more and more data, and it's not a bad plan. But I still think the plan that I have right now should be $40 a month if I was living in, let's say, England or something like that, or even lower than that, 35. It certainly shouldn't be 60 that I'm paying. So when my contract is up, I'm gonna call up and see what I can get, because I hope it does start that conversation, because 50 is great. I like to get down to 40, 35. Then we're actually saying, you know what? You're putting money in your pocket as Canadians where it should be, because this is vital infrastructure now. There's no such thing as, oh, well, it's a luxury. It is not a luxury whatsoever. It is part of life now. In some cases, this is where people get their news. This is where people communicate with family. This is also where people watch movies and TV and everything else. So it's just a $1,000 computer sitting in your pocket now, that's for sure. And Stephen, for you, I'm going to assume you're not going back to Freedom anytime soon, or would you?
No, I'm not really thinking about it right now. I mean, I was texting Andy before the segment. He was trying to sell me on it already, but I'm pretty satisfied. I got a good deal right now from my carrier, 60 gigs for $60.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Wow. Expensive, but still not bad. But I can't wait to see you guys picketing outside your carrier's offices, and I'll join you there.
I've done it. I've been on the phone for a couple hours. Not that I need the extra data. It's just the point of it. I just hate the fact that Canadians pay so much, and so I try to grind them down as much as I possibly can. And I'm always probably talking to some poor operator. I know in the Philippines probably is going to put up with me, but I still do it at the end of the day. But $60 for 60 gigs is pretty good.
Not bad. Yeah, I was pretty satisfied with it.
Well, that's actually really good. So, Andy, maybe on Monday we can chat again. If you're going to do that this weekend, let's see what you get. I'd love to hear from you on Monday if you're going to really go full bore on the weekend. And maybe you can share with us what you get if you're able to do that.
Absolutely, Jazz. I was thinking about getting a bottle of scotch and just sitting on my couch and just talking to them until they give me a better deal.
Take pictures. And if you do get the better deal, we're definitely going to have you on Monday for sure. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Jazz.
Have a wonderful weekend. That's Andy Brewer, tech and digital lifestyle expert at handyandymedia.com. And of course, our own Stephen Chang, producer of this show and a former Freedom Mobile customer. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.